Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the AEW post show. I had a brain fart. It's Collision. It's Saturday. It is March 29th, and I am here not by myself, not to go over it by myself. My loud self. My name is Cressa Star. I'm with the beautiful, the illustrious, most importantly, award-winning journalist, Aridian. Aridian, how are you? How are you this evening? Clap it up for Aridian. She is an award winner. Did I mention she's an award winner? She's an award winner.
You are so kind. I love you so much. I was cracking up because if you guys saw what happens with backstage before we go live, that is a show all on its own. I was just cracking up. The intro played 10 out of 10. Love to see it. Cressa, you run the show like your name, a star.
I thought you were going to say with Band-Aids and the specter of Bob Backlund. And that's also accurate. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are here. It is time for the two-woman power trip. AEW Collision tonight was power tripping with the women. What a show tonight. Aridian, let me get your thoughts overall. Yes. What did you think?
Oh, my goodness. The women representing tonight and the women representing tonight, 10 out of 10. Absolutely. I'm here for it. This is kind of what we ask for every week. You know, even if the women aren't in the ring, give them a story, give them something to have everyone else talk about. And everyone declaring themselves into the Owen Hart tournament, that tournament is going to be insane because you have some really, really great women who have said that they're going to join. And then we got to see Miss Athena tonight. I was eating it up because, again, we talk about the fact that Athena isn't really displayed or showcased on AEW. She's kept really, really protected in Ring of Honor. But now her coming out, I was like, okay, let's party. Let's do it. I was really excited. And we got some really, really good matches tonight. So overall, I thought Collision was fantastic. Probably one of the best shows that we've had so far. What did you think?
I think that if you guys are having a good time, you should go ahead and give us a thumbs up on this video before I get into my long diatribe. I also think that you guys should subscribe to Fightful Select. Fightful, the best $6 in the business now. There's updates on Mercedes, Maple Leaf Pro, the TNA updates up the wazoo. You can get it for you. Let me do my Nigel Tony. I'm just going to start rhyming. If you want to get the wrestling news, subscribe to Fightful. Don't be a fool. We're the best $6 here in the biz. Don't make me rap like I'm on the whiz. Fit. The best $6. D is for dyslexia, and that's what I have. If you also want to get in on the conversation, please do not hesitate to send us a super chat. Yes. We'll read them. We have super chats like this one from Grapple Geekery. It says, it's ladies' night on AEW and Fightful Athena. And also, you can send us a humper chat. Aridian is all over the humper chats. She has it up. Do we have any humper chats, Aridian?
Not yet, but send them over and I will read them. We will talk about it tonight and send them over, guys. Super chats, humper chats. We will receive all of the love you have to send.
Heck yeah, guys. And now I'm going to get into my opinion. I thought AEW Collision tonight was fantastic. A lot of women representation. And honestly, I support women's rights and women's wrongs. And there was a lot of women's wrongs in this episode tonight. Let's start off with our first women's wrong. We start off with a promo from Toni Storm. And it included such highlights as, bring your oiled up feathered ass out here. I see you're too busy crushing watermelons and eating babies. She also described how it was so fast and easy for Megan Bain to beat her. It felt like she brought her a fine steak dinner. She ended up on her back. I'm like, Toni Storm, acting, baby. This is cinema.
You know, it's so crazy because I was like writing down things that she was saying and I was like, can we repeat this? I don't know. We're allowed to re-say this when we talk about it later. But first of all, that outfit cleared the room. absolutely here for it. Tony the Riveter, I want to see it every week. Fantastic in-ring promos from her. Always. She had the title out on the floor. Then she's laying on the floor talking about how she was like replaying that loss in her mind. And she had an issue in the bathroom and she hit her toe and then she hit her head on the sink. And then she remembered who the F she was, period. She's like, I'm Toni Storm and I'm not the one. And I believed her because Toni's a little crazy, but that's what we love about her. That's what we love about her, you know?
To quote, I forgot who said this. She might be a little touched by an angel, but we accept her for who she is. She's a little crazy, but we accept her.
Yes.
Right when she was getting to the crescendo of her promo, Penelope Ford, which honestly, she ate that. The way she came into the camera was like, hi, guys.
You know, she came out doing what Chris Jericho believes he looks like on camera doing. But Penelope absolutely slayed that. I said, give me more. I need more of these camera angles. Absolutely.
It was the look into the camera. I like literally, I could hear Glorilla say, ooh, like what a hoe. Like, ooh, like it was that kind of look. She ate that. More Penelope Ford, please. I need that like yesterday. And we did get it. However, Toni Storm let Penelope Ford, let her know this is my spotlight. Gives her a hip attack, and here comes that oiled up, baby-eaten woman, Megan Bain. Stands tall over Toni Storm, and I don't know about you, Iridian, but I'm a little sports concerned for Toni Storm, and I feel like I shouldn't be, but Megan Bain might actually beat her.
And you know what? It's so crazy, right? Because we've had other people come and go into the title picture, and it's been between Mariah and Toni for so long that we're like, okay, who could possibly dethrone Toni? Mm-hmm. And Megan is right in there. They're really giving her to us like on a silver platter as possibly one of the stronger opponents that Toni has ever faced. She's got Toni doubting herself. She's really questioning who she is and who she's forgetting who she was, like she said in that promo. So I am also kind of concerned. I know maybe we shouldn't be because Toni is a strong champion, but I would not be mad if Megan Bain gets that championship. But that's just me. I don't know how you feel about it.
I'm not mad at it either, but I also like this level of intrigue where we're like, it's okay sometimes for us to be like, okay, I know who's going to win. And then there's other times where it's like, well, I think I know who's going to win. And this is one of those moments where like, whether Toni Storm or Megan Bain wins, I'm sports entertained.
Oh, absolutely. Thoroughly. Yeah.
I want to get through some of these super chats because there's a lot.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I mean, I know we just got a Humper Chat too. So let's go through them.
Okay, do the Humper Chat first.
Okay, so Humper Chat from Rafael Garcia. Shout outs to you. Thank you so much. The women were womening tonight deep in the multiverse. There was an SP3 and Kate with buckets of tears for Athena next to their buckets for large William Starks. I hope this continues and is not just because it's Women's History Month. Also, Marina is scary. Agree with all of it.
Bro, I heard her talk for the first time tonight and I wish I never did. No disrespect because I don't want you to beat me up in my sleep because that's what I'm going to be having nightmares about.
Yes, I'm going to need I kind of wish I hadn't seen it. Yeah, same. I wish I would have rewind. Wish I would have kind of skipped it. I would have pressed 10 seconds later. I was having issues with Hulu tonight, which Hulu, we'll talk about you later. But the fact that I was watching Men in Black for 5 minutes and then I was like, all right, guys, what's going on? And then Hulu reached out to me and was like, are you watching on this, on the East or the West? And I'm like, it doesn't matter because I click both of them and Men in Black on both of them. So
when I said I want a collision, I didn't mean aliens colliding into Earth. Nice try.
Wrong collision. But then eventually we got it together and I was able to enjoy the show. So we're fine. But let's get to more of these super chats because I know people have a lot to say.
I love that everyone has a lot to say. We have one from Alexander Fitzgerald says, what a week. The women's main event to Dynamite and Collision. Tonight had a lot of the focus on the women and the Owen Hart tournament looked stacked. Baby, one thing that AEW going to do right is a tournament.
The tournament, yes.
If AEW, if they are putting up this is an old sports reference. Remember when the Toronto Raptors or the Denver Nuggets was career, that was it? Mm-hmm. They putting up those like 1990s numbers. Now you want to put up LeBron numbers? Tony Khan's like, yo, put on a tournament. I got three tournaments going right now. Stop playing me. The C2 and the 2-0. Stop playing with me. So it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be so great. And I know people, you know, the women were talking about, oh, like I'm in the match. It's gonna be the tournament. Thunder Rosa, Billy Starks, Chris Statlander, Jamie Hayter, Mercedes Moné. And I was like, oh my God, slow down. Like, we can't have all these amazing women in the tournament. We gotta control ourselves here.
But in my mind, I'm hopeful that means that everybody else who's not in there will see more Red Velvets. We'll see more Julia Hearts. Hopefully we see a Sky Blue. You know, all the girls who aren't in there will get a chance to see them doing Penelope Ford. So I've been seeing her a lot. I'm here for Mama Wayne. It's about time for you to, you know, put some.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm hoping that Harley Cameron.
Yes.
Came in there.
No.
We need to see it.
I don't want to see her get beat up like that. Harley Cameron.
I love it, but I don't think that she would get beat up. I think you could have her go at least halfway. You could really build her up. People are already fans of Harley.
I don't. There are some women in that Mama tournament. You know what? Ten Rusa sends us a super chat that says Collision out here being fire. All elite women. And another one from Ten Rusa said, congrats to both Iridian Award and Kevin Knight, AEW. I can't wait to get into that match. I've seen him from so TNA, good. New Japan, and then here, Kevin Knight, I live. We have a super chat from Matthew Hook saying, Billy Starks is the future of AEW Women's Division. I don't know if, Kate, if you are still here, but Billy Starks is going to screw Athena out of that Owen Hart. And I can't wait. And I feel like there's everything you guys have been waiting for. You and SP3 will ride again.
Yep.
All right, so that's one for now. Then we get into the rest of it. We have another one from Ten Rusa. Thank you so much for supporting the channel as always. In the next couple of months, all women collision. I would like to see it.
Love to see it. I'm a fan.
Who would be on commentary?
Ooh. I don't know.
Veda Scott.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of who else. Because Nigel McGuinness would get on their nerves the entire time.
Yeah.
So maybe not Nigel. Nigel McGuinness would get on everybody's nerves. Let us know in the commentary, in chat. Who would you want to be on commentary for All Women's Collision? All right, let's go on to our second segment, because that was only the first segment that we started yapping. Mm-hmm. We had a Death Riders promo where Claudio, I think, is talking to this man in Swiss. And I don't know what was said also, but I too was scared. I've never seen Claudio be serious in another language. He's always serious. Nothing's funny to this man. So he calls out Cope and he says this line. He says, you're losing your edge and you're trying to cope with it. I'm like, who wrote that for you?
First of all, that was such a good line. I know he wrote himself that. He was thinking about it all week. He's like, all right. In his little journal, while he's drinking his coffee, he's like, all right, I got to write something down for this week. And that was it. He worked hard on that line. I believe it.
I would like to highlight Veda and Beth. Yes. 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 Sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, you know, Renee. I forgot she used to commentate. Renee. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
kick Nigel off for one night, just for one night,
or leave him on there together. That would be crazy.
Renee has suffered enough on a commentary desk with Corey Graves. She does not need.
She does not rapping, need Nigel.
Rapping Nigel McGuinness or spoken word Nigel McGuinness tonight. Okay, this is the same promo where Marina speaks. She says something menacing, and then she says something in English just even more menacing. She says, keep on smiling when I rip your liver out and feed it to you. And then just stares at the camera dead-assly like.
You know, this whole promo was giving me like high school bully vibes, you know, where it's like free period and you're trying to get to your next class. Free. And then you're like, oh man, I gotta get to my next class. Like, I gotta get to my locker. I gotta do something. And then there are the three bullies who are always there and never go to class. And they're about to beat somebody up. And by somebody, I mean everybody. Everyone's gonna get it.
You're just trying to go into your class like this real quick. Cause if you make eye contact and like, yo, you got lunch money? It looks like you got lunch money. What size shoes are those? My size. And what you gonna do? This lady says she's gonna rip out your liver.
Disrespectful. Disrespectful.
House of Heart, Marina Shafir. She'll be the queen of clubs, quite literally. What did you think about this segment, Iridian?
I was scared. I'm telling you. It flashbacks to high school when I was like, oh, don't make eye contact. I gotta get to my class. Jeez.
So scales, running for my life. Mm. But I know. No, that's not yet. Not yet. Sorry. Next after that, we had Jay White versus Kevin Knight. Mm. And my God, what a match. What a good match. Okay. For those of you who don't know who Kevin Knight is, he's Kushida's partner in New Japan. I think they're the Time Splitters, mm-hmm. these guys. Because with Motor City Machine Guns or the Time Guns or Time Machine, it's a lot of times, there's a lot of time shenanigans, all right? But this match was so, so good. I think it shows us once again why Jay White is that guy, those knife chops off the top rope in the middle. And Kevin, I was like, give it to me. But the second one, he was like, I lied. I do not want any more, sir. My breath has left my body. We do get a Uranage into a gunpoint, into a Blade Runner. And Jay White wins. Mm-hmm. At the end of the match, Jay White puts over Kevin Knight saying, he's so great, whatever it is. And the crowd starts chanting. And Jay White's like, all right, that's cool. It's your cue to leave, though. Get out the ring. I got something to announce. He announces for the Owen Cup. Iridia, mm-hmm. what did you think about this whole match? And what did you think about Jay White announcing for the Owen?
I don't know a lot about Kevin Knight. I've seen some of his matches before, but seeing him tonight, I'm glad it wasn't a squash match that they put him in. I'm glad that him and Jay actually went for it. And at one point, Jay was like, oh, you trained in the dojo, right? And he's like, oh yeah, because he was kind of giving Jay a fight for his life. So I was very, very impressed with everything that Kevin did tonight. There was a moment where Jay White kind of pushed him down and Kevin did like an extra roll. So he like landed on his feet and it happened so fast. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. And Jay White was also kind of shook. So I was like, if Jay White is shook, I just have no words. But Kevin Knight was so quick with it. They had heavy chops and that high drop kick that he had. I was like, that's insane. Who is doing this type of stuff? But I immediately went to TNT champ. Like what? Like maybe, possibly. And on commentary, they said he was All Elite. So is he signed officially? Not officially? Don't know. But Tony Schiavone definitely put it out there on commentary before anything was announced. So
yeah, there's a lot of things. Like they tried to announce later on that it was going to be Athena and Mercedes. They tried to make it sound like they didn't know what was going to happen. But in the lower cards, you saw that it was already announced. I was like,
wait a minute, miscommunication there.
But you know who wasn't miscommunicating? Nigel and Tony on this. This is the match where they started hip hopping and rhyming. Nigel did it by accident and couldn't stop himself. And then Tony hit the high five. Don't ask me what they said because I don't think I wrote it down.
There's too much shenanigans.
One of the best parts, in my opinion, about Collision is honestly Nigel trying his best to get under Tony's skin every Saturday. And he be doing it.
He goes above and beyond, honestly. He really puts in that work. There is no hater like Nigel McGuinness. We've seen it every week. It just happens. If you go to his magic show, it's there too. He's just a hater all the time, okay? All of the time.
I love the way it feels to be a hater. You know who's not a hater? Orion Ben 666 says, about damn time Tony Khan listened to the Two Gal Power Trip. I may or may not have told Tony I'm wearing this shirt today.
Oh my God, you are not. I have no words right now.
Am I the Nigel McGuinness of this group?
And you got up to show the full t-shirt.
This is a show about wrestling, I swear to God.
I hope everyone in the comments is sports entertained. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. Make sure you send over those super chats, send over those humper chats. I'm monitoring the humper chats. Cresta will read out the super chats. And we are your two woman power show tonight. The two-time.
Two-time. I'll read out such super chats like this from Twin Van Blade said, Cresta, the star and award winner, Iridian Ferreira, are here calling it. Billy and Robin are gonna mook fight? What's that? While Athena and Mercedes fight belt for belt. Honestly, you know what? Let's skip ahead real quickly. I just want to because it's no, actually, we're right here. We had a Mercedes Moné Robin Renegade match. Mm-hmm. I like Robin Renegade. But they don't never give this girl an intro. I couldn't tell you what her music sounds like.
Goodbye.
What does her music sound like?
I don't know. But I said goodbye because it's true.
They need to give this woman an intro. Monet wins. She hits her with the Monet maker and I think the bank statement, and Robin taps. There is a post-match where Tony interviews Mercedes, and Mercedes is getting booed. I don't know why she's getting booed. Maybe she's a heel, but I'm also sports entertained by her, so I'm biased. She starts running down Billy Starks, saying, Billy Starks sucks. Who trained her? And then Athena comes out. Oh, my God. Yes, I've been waiting for this moment for so long, for so long. Later on in the night, because Queen Aminata is injured, Billy Starks is replacing her in the main event. Mm-hmm. There is a interview or a backstage segment with Athena saying, well, I'm going to enter for the Owen Hart. And Billy's like, yeah, I'm going to beat you tonight, Jamie. And she's like, you can find another way to disappoint me. I don't think you will. The look that Billy gave her was like, yo, I used to be a champion. Don't talk to me like that, but you got it. That's not the first time I've seen Billy give Athena this look like, yo, who are you talking to, bro? Mm-hmm. I'm calling it now. Athena will meet Mercedes and the Owen, and Billy's gonna screw her.
There's no way.
They've been saying that these two need to break up for... Where is the Kate running? This is where we need the Kate running.
Kate, I'm gonna need confirmation or denials on this, because no, I have so many other ideas.
Like, no, I know they've been a thing in Ring of Honor forever. And Billy recently challenged for Athena's thing, and Athena said, get that out of here, stop. So I know she's still salty. In fact, not only did she beat her up, she then said Lexi Nair is the number one minion, even though Billy Starks has been eating crow. So to me, it's all there. It is all there. It's how you keep Mercedes and Athena away until it's a one-on-one and not a tournament type of situation. Right when Athena's about to beat her, Billy Starks hit her with the, who's a minion now? What are your thoughts about the match, the backstage segment, and what I just said?
Okay. Yeah, I'll start with the match. Mercedes comes out. First of all, love the gear. If it was Monsters, Inc. inspired, 10 out of 10. Okay.
Stop.
I was here for it. And anytime I hear Mercedes theme, I go back to Harley Cameron, where she was like, CEO, CE, no. Like, oh, So that's what I hear in my head. But that lung blower ain't crazy. First of all, terrible name. We need to switch up a name for that one, because I was like, a what? But it was fantastic. Mercedes picking up the win. Great. But that interview where she was talking about, like, you know, I'm the greatest TBS champion of all time. She came to AEW to win more gold. And then whoever trained Billy Starks, crazy. Because I was like, why would you say that?
That was a crazy line.
I was like, why would you say that? First of all, that's disrespectful and rude, because you know who trained her. You absolutely know. And to have Athena come out, I was like, oh, we're doing this. Finally, we're not going to see her on Ring of Honor. You know, for a long time, after Punk left AEW, we were like, all right, what's going to happen with Collision? Who's like the star now? And we thought it was going to be Ricky. Didn't happen with Ricky. Ricky Saints? Yes, didn't happen with Ricky Saints. But you can build a brand like with someone like Athena. Like, she is the most dominant champion that AEW has ever had. So to have her hidden away in Ring of Honor, because she's behind a paywall. But, you know, she needs to be out here because she's fantastic. And I don't know about this match that they're going to have, because now you're telling me that Billy's going to, you know, possibly go in there and ruin her chances. And I do think it is not too soon to put them right into a match with each other, Athena and Mercedes. But I don't know. Now I feel like there's a lot of possibilities that could happen. If they're already going to give us this, they could extend it to All In, All Out, and give us a summer feud between Athena, between Billy. But you can't just say that Billy's going to come in and defeat Athena a couple times, because I feel like that'll discredit her when she's going to fight Mercedes after she's been a dominant champion for how many, what, years?
I think she's just going to cheat her. I think she's going to cheat her. Like, while you're... pass me the belt. I'm going to spray you and I missed you in the, you know, I'm going to give you the old, the old rope-a-dope. I'm going to turn my back while you're not looking. I'm going to hit you with the Wheeler Yuta. I'm not going to pass you the knife.
Done.
But not like, I have been loosely following the Athena Billy thing. And I know for a while Athena's been like poking the bear. Because it was kind of funny when she made that. Because, yeah, Mercedes is poking the bear. But you've been poking the Billy bear for so long. For so long. So I can't wait to see how that turns out. We also, okay, followed up leading into that. Let's try that sentence over. After that match, we do have the aforementioned backstage interview with Queen Aminata and Lexi Nair. So Queen Aminata, before she can really start talking, here comes Serena Deeb. And Serena Deeb is like, listen, pal, look at you, hurt. When you listen to me, you win. When you don't listen to me, you lose. And now you're injured. Queen Aminata said, I never listen to you. My ears are shut when you walk by. So I'm never going to listen to you. And Deeb is like, that's fine. But it looks like you're going to be out for a while. She gives her a binder of holds and says, why don't you study this and come back and think about it? Which, honestly, I would not hate like a grappling women's like women's faction. I would totally be here for it. Do you have any thoughts or notes on this backstage interview?
Yeah, I agree with you. I would not mind a faction led by Serena Deeb. I think that would be cool. And to have Queen Aminata be in that crew would be fantastic. I am a fan of a binder. I will say that. So
a traffic keeper.
So when Serena came out and she's like, here you go. You got time to read this. I was like, oh, it's got a little cover and everything. So I hope Queen Aminata just checks it out. She doesn't have to like really take her seriously, but you know, it might not hurt to look at a couple of those things that are in there. But also Serena can't be talking because what matches is she in?
Yeah. Listen, I don't like to be confronted with the sports truth, but that is the sports truth. Like, you can't say you a coach, but you ain't never win nothing. I'm the yeah, I used to be a Knicks fan. Hey, don't do that. Like, sometimes I like Deeb. In my mind, Serena Deeb is Marina Shafir is where Serena Deeb should be. I think that should be her spot. And not to say anything against Shafir, I just think Deeb at the time matched that. I like Shafir there now. Nothing against her. Please don't beat me up. I am soft because I know you won't stop if I tap. Please. That being said, it's like Serena Deeb, like you gotta do something. Like you, and you can't like just beat up Robin Renegade. Maybe beat up Julia Hart. Beat up you gotta do something. Like beat up Chris Statlander. Like beat up Chris Statlander. They'd be like, oh, she doing something.
That's crazy. But
am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. But it's crazy to hear it.
Sometimes you got to be confronted with the sports truth.
Yeah, sometimes the sports truth hurts.
The truth will set you free. First, it'll piss you off. All right, these are things that didn't piss me off, kind of. Darius and Dante Martin versus Big Bill and Brian Keith. And apparently, this whole match was to prove to Chris Jericho that they belonged under the learning tree. By the end of this match, you guys have outgrown the learning tree. This was a really good match, all things considered. Big Bill, they said, is 6'10". And I'm like, that's too tall, Paul. I didn't even know. I thought he was like 6'7". 6'10"? This was a good match. I did like it. All things considered, Big Bill here was a star. There was a Big Bill. Big Bill, big splashes, both Martins in the corner. That's what I wrote. I had to read it twice. I was like, whoa. There was a miscommunication where Brian Keith gets yeeted off the side from Big Bill. And I thought, okay, baby, then they're going to lose here. But no, there's a huge choke slam on Dante Martin from Big Bill. And we do have the learning tree win. Post-match, the crew are stalking the Martin brothers because the learning tree are going up the ramp. And AR Fox jumps in and is like, it ain't going down like that. Before we move into the next segment that kind of leads into this, what did you think about the match, Iridian?
I had a lot of questions. First of all, I said, is Big Bill wearing jeans right now? Is it because he wants to or is it because he has to? And then I noticed he was wearing dress shoes. And I was like, how are you going to be chopping Darius in dress shoes. I was very shook. I'm like,
he didn't have on his Tims?
It was like little blue dress shoes. And I was like, what is going on?
Little blue dress shoes is insane.
I was so shook. So once I got over that, I was like, okay, great match. Absolutely. If I was them, I would have lost the match on purpose to leave the learning tree, to finally let go Chris Jericho, because you guys could be stars on your own. I wouldn't even be mad if you just had them as a tag team and just had them do tag team things. I could see them going against literally all the other tag teams in the divisions. So that's kind of what they do anyway with Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho just includes himself every now and then. So that was just how I was feeling. Great match, though. I would recommend that if somebody missed the show, just to watch that match.
Later on in the evening, we do have another segment where the crew pull up on the patriarchy. I don't even know what the patriarchy was doing, because I think right after, before that, my power went out. So, Ridian, I can't wait for you to tell me about that Wheeler Yuta match. And the crew is saying to, I almost called him Bruce Wayne. Oh, my God. Nick Wayne specifically, no one knows AR Fox more intimately than you. There's three of us. There's three of them, the Dantes and AR Fox, and only two of us. Think about it. Now, I'm going to tell you why I don't like this.
Oh.
Nick Wayne needs to do something by himself. You're going to leave one crew to go help another, and you already beefing with your dad. So what are we doing here?
Sports confusion. That's
sports delusion.
Much like the Serena Deeb thing. How are you going to be speaking if you are not fighting? That's what I got to say about that segment.
You don't go to Nick Wayne, who's about to get beat up by his dad, to ask for help? You better ask Edge. You better ask him to use that thing that got stuck in old boy's back.
It's like you're going to the mafia, but you're not going to talk to the leader. You're talking to the delivery man.
Come on now.
You're not going straight to the top. You're going to the first person you see.
Ask the boss. Don't ask the guy who has to ask the guy to ask the guy to ask the boss. Come on, stop it.
Ask his mom to ask too. Like,
You gotta ask your mom permission. That was funny. But you know what's, oh man, hold on, my chest hurts. Let's read some more super chats really quickly. We have one from the beautiful Michael Allen Lewis says, Diamante already replacing Billy on Ring of Honor as a number one minion. So the split has begun.
Oh.
I'm not going to hold you. I didn't know Diamante was on Ring of Honor, but I also don't watch Ring of Honor. Please don't beat me up.
No, same. I don't watch Ring of Honor. So that's one reason that I am a very heavy advocate of Athena being on just regular Dynamite and Collision, because she would, one, get more exposure. And just because Ring of Honor is behind that paywall, people are, of course, it's likely to get less views. But it is what it is. We're starting to see a change, and I'm for it. But shout out to Diamante. She's putting in the work.
Heck yeah. Guys,
Kate says, I'm sorry. Nobody other than me does.
Damn. Honestly, Kate is like, if Ring of Honor has no watchers, I have died.
I
have died. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a quick break while we get a word from our sponsor, Bet Online. Bet responsibly.
BetOnline.ag is the official betting partner of Fightful. 100% of the time when you get the odds from Fightful, they are coming from BetOnline.ag. And it's not just wrestling. It's not just MMA and boxing. It's football. It's basketball. Baseball. Hockey. They have the earliest lines. You can bet big with the high limits and rebet functionality. They have the fastest payouts with winnings paid in minutes and the industry's best bonuses on every qualifying deposit. They've been trusted for 25 plus years. It's not some fly-by-night company. BetOnline AG has been there. They've done that. In addition, they're trusted by millions. They've got VIP rewards programs and a ton of popular games. BetOnline.ag, that's where I go to make my bets. That's where I suggest you go to, my friends. Please just bet what you can and bet responsibly.
Like I said before we went to the ad break, Bet responsibly. Don't gamble your house away because that is a bad sports investment.
Yeah, really bad sports investment. Don't do it. Listen to Sean. Humper Chat updates is... We don't have any. So send them over, guys. I don't want a sports threat.
It's not the sports threat. I'm going to finish reading off the rest of these super chats because we have a lot of super chats for the women's division. You guys are running it up. And they say people don't want to watch women's wrestling. Like this super chat here from Michael Allen Lewis. Michael Allen Lewis, I'm sorry. My pick for the women's match that should main event AEW All In is Toni Storm and Chris Statlander. A stat win would be great AEW moment. Her first real title shot main eventing at the biggest show. Let's freaking go. I would agree there. I think Statlander, they need to build her up a little bit more. I'm still upset. I'm not over the fact that they just dropped the Stokely Hathaway storyline. And she's like, I'm a face now. I'm like, hey, what happened? What happened? I don't know. We have another super chat from Alexander Fitzgerald saying, predicting it now, Athena versus Mercedes happens at Dynamite in Boston with Mercedes winning. Second match and All In, Athena wins in her home state. Oh, my God.
Wait, I want to go back to the other super chat because I have thoughts on that.
This one?
Yeah, Chris Statlander right now, I think she would benefit from Stokely. Could you imagine Stokely yelling at Megan Bain? That, honestly, that would feed families alone. Not even the match. Just Stokely yelling at Megan Bain. I need
that. He wouldn't even yell at her. He would just be looking at her like mommy uppies the whole time. The whole time. Imagine they're trying to cut a promo. He's going to be hitting the whole time.
Mm. He's going to be like, Chris, lift me up. Lift me up so I can talk to her. That's what I would love to see. I honestly think it'd be great because I do think that Stokely and Chris worked very well together.
I agree with that.
You could explain the fallout and have it, you know, people get back together all the time afterwards after they break up. But I would love to see that. Absolutely.
Maybe, I don't know. If Stat is managed by, oh my God, Stokely, Megan Bain needs to be managed by Don Callis.
Megan Bain and the Don Callis family?
Wouldn't that bang though?
Hold on, that would kind of eat. You're telling me you got Megan Bain, you got Takeshita, you got Kyle Fletcher? Whoa, that might be the Holy Trinity right there.
That is a meaty faction led by a hot dog. That's so meaty. Stop playing with me. That would be so good.
Wow. I mean, I might need that on the t-shirt. Interesting.
Hold on.
You got Claudio, you got Mox, and you got Marina. Let's do Takeshita, Kyle, and Megan. That would be that's a pay-per-view match right there.
Megan versus Marina? Ooh. Women's rights.
And women's fights.
Women's bloody fights, because I don't want to see that, but also.
Stop it. You said, I'm not looking, but let's see.
When your parents say, go to bed, you're like.
You're just covering your eyes. You're like, wait a minute.
Yes, listen. Yeah. If Megan Bain is in the Don Callis family, I'm already a Don Callis apologist, please. I'll have to be public about it, though. I have to go public with it. Like, that would bang. That would bang. That would bang. That would bang. And she would kill everybody. We have another super chat from Ten Ruzer saying the dream team running the women's division in AEW. Gail Kim. Yes. Mm-hmm. Beth Phoenix. Yes. I'm assuming you mean Madison Rayne and Renee. Give women all the jobs. Let them cook and create magic. Love you too. Exactly. In the kitchen and we're cooking like a stir fry.
Yeah. You know, when Gail Kim, when that announcement was made, I was like, man, you know who could really add value to the AEW women's division? Gail. Like, it just makes sense. I would hope that she would go there. Then at the same time, I did see a world where kind of she will maybe go back to WWE. Who knows? Anything's possible.
I would love a world where Gail Kim is backstage in AEW and hooping with these women. Mm-hmm. However, I'm a little pessimistic because you got the 9,000 time Intercontinental Champion Madison Rayne. Don't ask me where I got this stats from, Don Callis, and I don't know where he got his stats from. But there are times where it was definitely coming on at 9:20 every week. So I'm like, okay, I'm hopeful she can hoop, But at the same time, it's like, are you going to let her hoop?
Oh, are you going to let her coach or are you going to put her on the bench? What's happening?
To quote Glorilla, you going to let her cook? Dun, 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 dun. Are you just going to have her stand outside the kitchen? Because I want her chefing.
Mm. Top chefing for sure.
Top chef, top flight, top chef. Our last super chat from now comes from Twin Damblade saying, Athena said, heard you was talking about my baby. She's a disappointment and a little slow, but that's my baby and you're going to watch her mouth. That, you know, that's rude, but that's exactly what happened. That's what I saw happen.
I'm yelling because we saw that look at the end of the main event and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Man, yikes. Yo, I'm not. All right, you know, let's move on. We're going to move on. Because we're going to talk about it at the end. We are now at the Wheeler Yuta versus That's Harwin match. This is the part where my power went out. When it came back, Wheeler Yuta got the win, and Dax was pissed. Now, I like FTR, but FTR balls being mad was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That is so crazy. Hold on, because did you also miss Adam Cole, baby, and Kyle O'Reilly and Roddy in the ring? Was it before?
I wrote that down, but I'm dyslexic.
No, because I don't have any notes on that. I just have their names.
Okay, so we'll jump around. We'll start with Wheeler Yuta.
Okay.
And then we'll go back to the other one.
Okay.
Teamwork.
Perfect. So we got to see Wheeler Yuta versus Dax Harwood, which, first of all, the disrespect on Wheeler Yuta is so crazy, and I'm here to defend him every single week. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Because people behind him were booing. They were, like, putting their little thumbs down, and I was like, guys, it's not that serious. It's not that serious. And then there was even a little girl in the crowd. She had a little handout. Full Cena moments. That man was just walking by the kids. He did not care. And I am so ready for Wheeler Yuta's hair to grow out the same length as Takeshita, for everyone to hop on the bandwagon, okay?
Oh,
because that's what's happening. He's just growing out his little hair right now, and then he'll get to it. But he was slamming Dax into those steps. It was disgusting. Disgusting. And
was Dax getting beat up this match?
Yes, he was getting beat up during this match. And I was like, okay, that's crazy. Yuta was like throwing him off the top turnbuckle, and then Dax was like landing on his shoulder, and there was a lot going on. I was like, oh, all right. But at one point, you know, Dax had Wheeler Yuta's leg like on the one of the corners, and he was like pulling it, and Yuta was like, all right, just tell him to let me go. And then when it was reversed, Yuta was like really putting pressure on this man, and he was yelling at the ref. He's like, I got till five, I know when I'm supposed to let go. I was like, so
is this man? This is not the same Yuta. The Death Riders really messed him up.
Literally crazy. And then the craziest thing happened. Yuta picks up the win. Okay?
I could not believe that when it came back. It's like, and Wheeler, they had the hand up and everything, walking out with John Moxley. I'm like,
yes. Yes. Okay, so then he goes up to Claudio, and he's so excited. Yuta's got his hands out. Claudio was like standing there, stiff. Stiff as hell. He puts one arm out and he's like, all right, let's go. Let's move on out.
The most love he's ever gotten from Claudio.
Dax was then arguing with the ref, like, that was two. Like, what are you doing? And he kind of like shoved, he was in the ref's face. The ref was like, excuse me, I'm the ref. And then security had to come out to keep Dax away from the ref. And then Cash comes out and he accidentally pushes Cash. And then all hell breaks loose. Cash is like, what the hell are you doing? First of all, I mean, I'm more of a fan of Cash than I am of Dax. That's just me. So I was like, if FTR is breaking up, I'm here for it. I am all about it. Give me singles runs for each of them. I think absolutely that would be fantastic. But what did you think of Dax kind of losing his mind after this match and Yuta picking up the win?
Yuta picking up the win is sports entertainment. That's sports entertainment, baby. Listen, I know how much you like him, and I see Wheeler Yuta as a little shitter little brother. So this is hilarious. But Dax losing to Wheeler? Because I know you was mad because you think Wheeler's beneath you. I don't want them to break up. I do like FTR together. Let me be clear here. But the two, if I'm going to see my two uncles fight, I'm glad they're going to fight each other and not take it out on everybody else, because this has been coming for a long time, okay? I'm surprised y'all didn't fight when FTR Tattoo CM Punk was here. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm not mad. It's been coming. They're like brothers at this point. The cycle, you guys got to fight at this point. I don't want them to break up. But you might need a cage match.
You might need a no disqualification right now.
Listen, I would like to see it. I would like to see it. Two down south uncles with a chip on their shoulder for no reason. Let it happen.
Yeah. No, and someone in the comments said, why doesn't Cash do singles? I'm telling you, we need FTR to break up. And I think Cash could actually have a really, really good run by himself. You can always, like I said, you can always bring them back together just in time for a pay-per-view to fight another tag team. What tag team that'll be, don't know. But Yuta picking up the win, I need to see more of that. I'm a fan. I feel like we're moving on up here.
Well, Michael Allen agrees with you. He says, at this rate, come all in. Yuta's going to look like Cousin It from the Addams Family. Cut your damn hair. Nah, actually, I would like to see it.
Craziness, because also when Yuta came out, in my mind, I said, give me Wheeler Yuta versus Dominic Mysterio. Let's do it. We'll have a little heel off.
No one.
That's the forbidden door right there.
That's the real forbidden door. Mm-hmm. Dominic Mysterio
versus Wheeler Yuta. Yep.
Who gonna get booed more?
With the factions in the corner? Oh my God. Judgment Day in one corner.
Judgment Day's gonna die. That's not a real. These guys murdered Daniel Bryan.
You said we saw. I was there live. I witnessed it.
What is Carlito gonna do? Spit an apple? Say, oh, that's not cool, and run.
Someone says, Iridian talking crazy. Ray chooses Yuta. Ultimate disapproval of fathers. Christian comes out. Oh man.
Christian
comes out. He's gonna be like, all right, my children.
This is up there with the uncle. Christian coming out for a Dominic Mysterio match. Please.
That's crazy. Oh my God. Honestly, this is the Forbidden Door pay-per-view that everyone wants.
The real Forbidden Door.
This will feed families. People will give you their paycheck. You see the WrestleMania prices? People will pay, okay, for this Forbidden Door between these companies.
Okay, guys, we're coming down the home stretch. My chest hurts. That's funny. That's sports entertainment. We going back a little bit. We did have an in-ring promo between Adam Cole with Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong, the Undisputed Kingdom, with Daniel Garcia and just Daddy Magic. Mm-hmm. Crucially, not Cool Hand Ange. So I want to say, Adam Cole, I respect you. Because Adam Cole says, Danny Garcia, I respect you. I think you're one of the greatest, and you push me to my limit every week. But I don't know if it was me, and it went to a draw, I wouldn't let that stand. I would want to correct that, unless you're a coward. Not the rope-a-dope. And I respect Danny, because they're like, I see what you're doing, right? So while Danny's getting ready to be like, yo, I'm about to... Daddy Magic says, hold on. How many chances does this guy get? How many times you got to fight Adam Cole? He has to beat you because you're the champion. I was like, wait a minute. Daddy Magic is spitting facts here. How many chances? You said for the past 2 months, Daniel Garcia said, I've been wrestling you, Adam Cole. Mm-hmm. You're right. Next program, baby. So after Daddy Magic says, you don't got to do this, Daniel Garcia is like, you're right. I don't got to wrestle this guy. But I want to. So that's going to happen at All In. And at Dynasty, sorry. He said there's going to be no outside interference. So there's going to be no Undisputed Kingdom, no Cool Hand Ange, no Daddy Magic, just Danny Garcia, Adam Cole. No time limit, no weight limits. I'm kidding. What did you think about this?
You know, this promo was kind of like, I was listening, and then I didn't really like fully pay attention until Daddy Magic was like, yeah, how many chances does this guy get? I was like, oh, wait a minute. Is he talking to Adam Cole? You're talking to Adam Cole like that right now, sir? And he was. And yeah, it seemed a little like privileged. I was like, you're right. Adam Cole is getting all of these opportunities. And now you're going to give him this championship opportunity again. Like, what's going on? Like, I know there's other people on the roster. Kyle O'Reilly's right there. Like, come on. Come on. And now I don't see Danny coming out of there as champ. Like, I feel like they're really setting this up for Adam Cole, baby. What do you think?
I hate to agree with you, but I do. I think that the problem with Danny Garcia is that Danny Garcia is such a good hope spot champion that if you don't have that against someone like Adam Cole, where you're putting on good matches, it's just that a lot of stuff with Adam Cole. We want him to win something. Adam Cole hasn't been around. We do want him to win, but why does Danny Garcia? But I think that's an AEW problem. There's a lot of likable characters. So when someone does win, you don't want them to lose it, especially someone, in my opinion, like Daniel Garcia, who is a homegrown talent. I never want to see them lose. No shade to Adam Cole, but respectfully, you're Adam Cole, baby. Whether you win, lose, or draw, you're going to be Gucci. Mm-hmm. Daniel Garcia is still finding his footing, quote unquote, cementing his name. I'm a fan, but I don't know if a lot of other people are fans. And let this man have a title run. That being said, you can't just have him keep going against Adam Cole. Have him beat Jay White, but also Jay White's a loser right now too. No shade. So it's the same Serena D problem. Like, yeah, you win, but do you? Adam Cole, yeah, you win, but do you? There's a few other Christian, yeah, you win, but do you? So
yeah, and it's crazy. No, and it's crazy because, like you said, championship belts or no championship belt, Adam Cole, baby, everybody knows. So you're going to have that hype from the fans regardless. And Danny Garcia, you got him as a champion. He's a good champion, but like that kind of leaves, he's kind of in the middle. And yes, I do get it. It's kind of like a middle championship title, but you're really not showcasing Danny Garcia. So it's not going to benefit him if he loses that championship title. And it's really not going to elevate it if you give it to Adam Cole. So I don't know what the plan is here for either. I mean, whoever wins that championship on the show. So, I mean, I don't know about this. I'm just kind of, again, sports confused.
I say it's a catch-22 at this point. No matter who wins it, the next thing they do, they have to elevate it. You have to do a Hurt Syndicate. You beat up MJ, you got to do something with it. Because at this point, it's kind of like,
yeah.
You can play hot potato with it, but I'm more interested in the Owen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of sad.
Be so good. Those tournaments are going to be fantastic.
Maybe it's time for a TNT tournament. When shit goes left, Tony, I know, start hooping. Time to make a TNT tournament, baby. Let's get it. Guys, we have two more things to talk about. And one of them we're going to talk about is Hologram versus Blake Christian. I said offline to Iridian, Blake Christian looks like Rick, and Rick's not here to defend himself. So
somebody send that to Rick. Put them side by side. Somebody
put a picture of Rick and Blake Christian side by side so I can see how wrong I am.
Krista sent that to me, and I said, good night. There's no way. There is absolutely no way. And then I started talking about his NXT stint, but man, Rick, you're missing out on a show tonight, sir.
He was working. Rick Christian was hooping. That's why Rick never here. He's actually training in the New Japan Dojo. It's all coming together.
It's Blake Uchino, okay?
Blake Uchino! That's not even your real name, pal.
Jesus. Send in those super chats. Send in those humper chats, guys. We're down to our last couple matches. And somebody send that picture over to Rick.
We're down to the last couple of matches, last couple of brain cells. This was a good match. This was a really good match. This is one of those matches where, unfortunately, I don't have any notes because this is me trying to write. This was hologram matches are always going to be like that. There was a handshake at the beginning, but Blake slaps the taste out of Hologram's mouth, and I don't need his mask to be rude to know spit flew out of there. These guys couldn't catch each other for nothing. As fast as Hologram was, Blake was just as fast. Hologram takes out Lee Johnson, during a dive spot, who is Blake Christian's, I'm gonna say brother, tag team partner. I always wanted a brother. Thank you. Tag team partner. There was a nasty Hurricane Rana off the safety rail. All in all, there was a spin to win for Hologram to get the win. This match again, Hologram, they says like 27, 37 and 0 since he been here 27 days and he like 50 wins in. Like,
Oh man. Yes, I'm dead. So yeah, the first thing I wrote for this match, sports.
Sports, baby.
I wrote sports and I said this was sports. That was the second thing. Honestly, the match, disgustingly good. Absolutely love it. You said that, you know, you love to see Holograms matches because they're all great. I also can argue that for Blake Christian. I think anytime you see him in the ring, you're gonna be sports entertained. Like, absolutely insane. Portal bomb by Hologram. I'm still for the idea that I need to see that versus Claudio spinning. Like,
it would create anti-gravity and we'd all die.
Tornado in the ring. Okay.
The missing element is these two doing it. And then you add Speedball's ultimate weapon, we'd all die. Whoa, it's a black hole. Whoa.
That's crazy.
Sports science, baby. That's sports science.
That would be crazy. But man, this was a fantastic match. I think it was great to have it as like the pre-match to the main event because it was fun, it was entertaining, it was fast, and I hope we get to see Blake Christian more because he was very entertaining against Hologram. I think they were very well matched up skill wise. That's why I think they kind of just had really good chemistry in the ring, so I thought it was great.
Blake Christian versus Speedball, yes.
Oh, yep.
Blake Christian versus Kevin Knight, yes. But I somehow feel like Blake Christian, isn't he a New Japan guy too?
Somebody put it in the chat. Somebody put it in the comments. I know he does a lot of indie stuff. I see him a lot in GCW.
Oh, man. It's about time, Iridian.
Not the about time.
Nah, the cat is going into business for herself. She said, I do not care about, I'm not sports entertained. I'm sports hungry.
She said, not me. She said, this is not sports for me.
Guys, we're heading down the home stretch before Bully Ray goes into business and beats me up. We are at our main event.
Main event. It's
Jamie Hayter versus Billy Starks. Billy Saints, if you're nasty. We start off this match where Billy Starks duffs the shit out of Jamie Hayter. What? And at that point, I was like, okay, Billy Starks, you're about to prove Athena wrong.
Yep.
That's not what happened. In fact, she proved Athena right because you did find a new way to disappoint her. And I thought this match was good. Billy Starks is a good seller. That girl is tall and she was using all of her limbs to look like she was getting yeeted around this ring. Jamie Hayter made Billy Starks go limp after a shotgun dropkick. And it was Billy Starks is so tall. So when she goes limp, it looks like she just the funniest thing. Like, honestly, this match was so good. We do get a Hayter raid off the ropes for the win. Before we go into the post-match, what did you think about this match, Iridian?
Great main event. I love that also. I think they chatted with Jamie right before this to kind of just get her views on what was happening. And she also declared herself for the Owen Hart tournament. But Billy, honestly, her in-ring work is just 10 out of 10. Her selling, fantastic. I think she is a true, true future star, future champion in AEW. Really fun to see her. Like you said, she's so tall. So when she would get knocked out, like it was like a tree falling. Like,
yes!
Exaggerated in the ring. And I love to see it. Because also, Jamie's kind of tall too. So yeah. The fact that they were like kind of the same height, and I was like, damn, you guys are really, really working that ring together. But fantastic. 10 out of 10. I'm glad that it got the time that it did because I was worried that it was going to be a little short, but it wasn't. And so sorry that Billy did not pick up the win and Jamie got it. Jamie's song, someone has also said in the chat, undefeated theme song, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I'm here for that party song, for that Jersey party song. Yeah, great. I mean, I don't have any, no contradicting notes for tonight.
Yeah, no, like Jamie Hayter's song is feel good 10 out of 10 up there with Sami Zayn's. Whoa.
Yeah.
I can't feel bad when I hear that music. I can't. Unless he's about to die.
Oh.
And then I feel bad. And I mean, like, let's say Marina Shafir is Brock Lesnar incarnate and we just don't know. If they played Jamie Hayter's music before she went to go fight Marina Shafir, I'd be sad. I'd be sad. That's the only time I'd be sad. I'd be sad. After this match, we do get Athena come out to face off with her spinner belt, which I didn't know she had. That's
okay. Okay, wait a minute. Because as soon as I thought it was a picture of Mercedes laid out on the floor on the spinner belt. I thought that's what it was. And I was like, oh, she's a genius, 10 out of 10. And then I'm like, oh my God, it's just Athena spinning. Perfect. I am a fan of a spinner belt. You guys know, 10 out of 10, love a spinner belt. So the fact that Athena's got it, classic.
Spinner belts to me are top tier heel. Like, you really want to piss someone off? Wear loafers with no socks and have a spinner belt.
Okay. Put the spinner belt on Don Callis.
Ooh, put spinners on Don Callis's loafers, you dastardly woman.
he bends over just a little, just spin it every now and
just
then.
Just to spin it. Hey, get the shoes, T. Get the shoes, Tony. Get the shoes.
That's crazy.
You know what? Orion, Bren, you're right. We're drunk.
Someone said, someone said the doctor of Minionomics.
Word life. This is Dr. Minionomics.
Oh my God.
You know what, guys? We are drunk. We're drunk off of wrestling and we had a good time. And I hope you had a good time too. Oridian, mm-hmm. Where can people find you if they want to be your rest friend?
Well, thank you for that great transition. Head over to my YouTube channel, Rest Friends. That's WREST Friends, like wrestling friends put together in one word. I have vlogs. I have interviews on there. I have my award-winning interview on there, which is a sports interview that I did with Kyle Fletcher and Sky Blue. It was fantastic. We talked about mental health. We talked about them being in the industry, you know, since the super, super young age of when they started training and stuff. 10 out of 10. And you guys can follow me, of course, on here, Oridian Fierro, TikTok, Instagram, anywhere, literally anywhere. But head over to YouTube because I am trying to build up my subscribers. So thank you so much. And Caresta, where can our beautiful, fightful collision cowboys find you and all of your stuff and listen to your podcast?
Thank you for the layup. I have a podcast called Slap Grapple Pop. I can't do it all the time. My mouth is dry right now. I've been talking for an hour straight. You can find it over on my YouTube, Cresta Star. Anywhere you could type Cresta Star on the internet, I am there. Instagram, TikTok, Twitch. I'm all there except for Twitter, where it's Cresta the Star, like Megan the Stallion, because Elon is the hater. So there we are. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, I love you. I respect you. Subscribe to Fightful. Best $6 in the business. We've got all the scoops. Don't get it aggregated from other people. Follow Oridian, follow Cresta, follow your dreams, and follow the law. Have a good night, y'all. We'll see you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And stream.